если вот has the last of the five, то было за имя. Was the last of the five, the one that Birchon Zachai was said is connected Kulam. The Leif Toiv, my name is Gaber. So he has three memorim to tell us. That's what we were told, supposed to have three. So you can help me with the fingers, please. We have a counting problem, yeah? Three statements. I'm just not quite sure where to put in the counts. Evi Sheked Lumot Toyer. So that sounds like it can count for one. Not quite sure what it means beyond a simple chat. Which means that a person should be very earnest, smother, and leave it at Torah. Okay, we can try that for one. Da Masha Toshev is happy kids. A person has to know what the answer in happy kids. So that L'chore should add us up to two. Which would mean that all the rest of the mission is three. But there are those who learn that way. Do lif nemi at the omo, the mihu valachtecho, shishancho, scharpulasecho. Then all of that adds up to one maimer. It's one statement describing the labor laws between the Lumi and Hatayah and the Bani Shalom. And there are three statements within the labor laws. Do lif nemi at the omo. First, has to know who's his boss. Has to know who is it that you're working in front of? Umihu Baal Malachtecho. A little unclear exactly what does that say different than the first part. But if we want to translate exactly, I guess then the first part says you have to know who you're working in front of, and the second one is who you're working for. So you're doing your work. So how you value your work, how do you look at your work? So one of the things you have to know is under what type of a project, under whose auspices, under who's the melech you're working for, will give you an evaluation of your work. So dolif nimiyata omel, maybe we could say is who, you have to know who, in front of who you're working, that could be the relationship but directed towards the person. Mihu Baal Malachtecho is understanding who is the owner, who's the boss. So my work has a, in front of who am I working is a definition of my work, and who am I working for is a definition of the boss. So that's the two sides of this dual statement. And then there's a third statement, Sheyishalom L'cho Haschar Pulosecha, that according to the Gersa that I'm having in front of me, which is the Dan and Nina, doesn't quite read as a third statement, but it would sound like it goes together. Mihu Baal Malachtecho Sheyishalom L'cho Haschar Pulosecha. And it's other Dan and Nina that I'm listening, so he puts that all together. That who is who is he working for, that you know that at the end of the month, it mentions days, 1,000 years, so payday could be 6,000. Well, at the end of the month, when it comes down to payday, even though it may take a while, you don't get paid every time you do an action. You have to wait to the end of the month. It's the way even when you mazir, it looks that way. So, there's a memorah, Sheyishalom L'cho Haschar Pulosecha. Even if right now you don't see it, but it's there. And if you know who you're working for, if you don't know the boss, you don't trust the boss, so then you're afraid. Am I actually going to get the check? Is this going to be according to the expectations of what I had? I'm not going to be any hanky-panky, any shtiklach. Ever have an experience like that? With the whole month, the person like is concerned, like, oh, yeah. And then at the end of the month, he found out that he really had a good reason to be concerned. So if we want to get some of the questions here that are supposed to open us the doors. So number one, we have a problem, simple, what are the three statements? If we say that's one, this is two, then all the rest of the Mishnah will have to be one. There are those who learn that way. And there are those who learn the reverse. The Venyena, which I think I will go basically to his Mahal for tonight, please. He puts together Vidar Mashitoshiv Sapikarius. All of the first two is one. And that one expresses itself in three statements. Shadolot Nimiyat Amo, or two statements, or there's different traditions, so let's not get confused. Let's do it the simple way. Heavy Shokalu Matari Adom Shitoshav Zapikaris would be one. Dolot Nimiyat Amo is two. And Nihu Bamach Tashon Paschal Piloska is three. That's the second Mahalach. There's a third Mahalach. That the heavy shocker of Matoya with Omash Toshka's happy curious is the heading. And under that sugya, we have the three statements are, what do you have to know about that? You have to know Dolof Memeyat Omo, you have to know Mihu Bamach Tacho, and they have a different gifts, and Nehman Hu Shi Shalom Paschal Piloska. Three statements. But actually, breakup of the Mishnah, we're going to have a difficulty that has been common to some of the difficulties we had. Now, the Mishnah is, I don't know what the first statement means. Let's say, have you shaken or what is he saying? Does it say anything more than a gisu b'yom v'layla? Gisu b'yom v'layla is a pasuk. What exactly is it that Rabbi Elazar is teaching us? If the first statement is like the b'yom v'layla, yes, what? Shokut. Okay, what does shokut mean?
Amelus.
Gisu b'yom v'layla. Maybe b'tayu. All the more will you look. We have a lot of very wonderful chazal on the subject. However, it doesn't. This is kinyira, the reason why the Beni Yena and Rashi also. Where did the Rishayim go this way? And that they take heavy shokel u'matir and they connect it up with Dama Shatosh's Dapi Kurs. Because the statement heavy shokel u'matir leaves us without any meat. We don't hear the. What's the message? Vadai, the chod, what is he adding? What is he trying to tell us? But the solution that they came was made life more difficult. What exactly does that mean? That I have a shaker do montoya, you know, a new person saying yeshivito. You better make sure you learn Ras Moshe. You know why? So they don't want the horse of happy kids. It doesn't add up. There are a lot of reasons why you have to be shaken with it. Probably the last one on the list. You would have put, it could happen sometime, but you can get into a situation. Well, it has to do with that because, but it certainly doesn't seem to be that the defining factor or a directive to give us an understanding of a particular approach to Lim Matayah that Rabbi Elazar is trying to teach us. She yikva at Belu Matayah, kidei she yeda lohoshev adiri apikais. Seems to be a very secondary side issue. And here Rabbi Elazar is giving us the yisoid of, that's his opening statement. This is his yisoid. He was the main hamaskaber. He was mechir eskol chacham and b'tayr hosem. And so he's telling you, how he do it, boys? I'll tell you. Da'am al-hosha da'am. Okay. And it seems to be a real side issue. There are people, okay, that have to deal sometimes. They'll go out here, knock you out, okay. Ramban had to give a vikurach with an apikaris. Another seven times in history it happened. It doesn't seem to be basic. It doesn't seem to give us any sight of a halach. If maybe at the Omer, that's the second statement comes to the and the all is leaving at the Omer. So true, even on the surface here, we do have some. We hear there's a point here that needs to be brought out, maybe. Maybe we'll have to speak about this at proper length. We have to hear this point. There is a sakana in the literature that a person could forget whose Torah, in front of who is he working. And he can think that he's working in his own daradams. One person's an engineer, one person's a biologist, and he's a Torah expert, he's a Torah scholar. So that's his subject matter. Yeah, 3,700 years ago there was once Matan Torah. The Rishon gave Kaya some Torah Meshik in Torah Messina, so the Yeshua should have seen something. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my son, right? And I learned it from the Sfarim, and the person can see a very little relationship between his own Yehuda Torah and the Rishon. Even, at least we hear some message, but we have to have some more understanding exactly what this story is over here. Well, with name you have to own them. You have to have understanding. What exactly is it? If Lozen wants to teach us, well, with name you have to own them. New Baba Lachtacho, Shisham, Scarpul, Asecha, we'll take that all as one package. So the Shayim already asked the Kasha that this is. Where did the scar business come in from? All the way back in the beginning of the first parent, we were told that a person's approach shouldn't be an Eberon. And here they're telling us that we have to remember to learn Shishav HaSkur Pilosef. All of a sudden is putting the Yidvorim on an emphasis on understanding the schar. Proper understanding of the minun schar. How to start the minun schar, the person's limud, is seeming the sugi over here, of the third statement. But on the surface we don't quite hear where it is that it is teaching us. Again, we'll use our maftechos that we've been going with until now, and that we've seen a pattern in the Chamish Talmidim over the weeks, months that we've been on the sugya, and we've been working our way through slowly but surely. And when we were at the last zug, we had two sets of two. And the last zug was the two levels of chassidus. And we discussed, when we were talking about the last two of the Yesi HaKoyim and Yom Shimon, we talked about how to relate to the Sugya of Chassidus and Yoni of the Haimadrigas that are described in those two Mishnayos, and how B'chol Eifin we can still accept, we can still receive some direction, some horror for us also, something that we can bring down to our own level, to whatever degree we were able to understand. We have a problem that, as difficult as that level was, we have to go up a level now. The way that if we remember all of that, we talked about fives, the two sets of two, and then there's the fifth, which is the cloud, the five brings it all together. It's the cloud of all them, or the pinnacle. It's the seed, just like a person is built in basic form of five, two hands, two feet, and a head. different Chayn Yochanan Reb Elozer Leiv Toiv. He had the Merkaz, the Nekuda Merkazit, that covered everything. Chal Recha. He's the Klal. Everybody else were the Protein. That were Nechlal and Reb Elozer. So we have to realize that Reb Elozer is talking on the highest of levels. And as much as we really were capable to some degree to receive some backlash from the last two Mishnahs, here we have to be careful not to shortchange the Mishnah and try to hear it first on the level of what the Mishnah is talking about. And then there's the Hashem, like everything, Mishnah, Torah is for everybody. And on whatever level that we're learning, we'll be able to get something from it. But first we have to learn the Mishnah for itself. And the Mishnah for itself is a Blozer. The Blozer is the height of the Father. It's above Chassidus. Even for, we don't even have exact names for that. His Midah, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said, was Mayin HaMisgar. Which is something that relates in particular to Torah, and to a particular aspect of Torah. The Koyach of Chidush of Torah. When we got there, when we were talking about it, we discussed it to some degree. The Chol, even a person has to know, Ein Kol Cholosh Tachas HaShemesh. Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Which includes a lot more than astronomers know. All of that. Tachas HaShemesh doesn't mean. It means everything of the Olam HaTeva. All of the Olam HaTachayim. There's no chidush. Nothing new. Mashahoyu, Mashahiyah. It's all the same. Since Jesus and Gracious till today, there are basic predetermined patterns where a person runs around circles according to the programs that are pre-programmed. There's a kodesh chidush that only Adam has. Only Adam has. And the ikir shayrish of that koyach he has through Torah. The Laila Hashem, which refers to Torah, there is chidush. Chidush mamish. The person brings in new life force into the world, new kriches, new etzem, reality. He creates reality. Instead of dealing with reality, we're talking about someone who's creating reality. Nochash told Adam and Chava to actually eat from the etzachayim. You're going to become like the version of Boyer Elomas. He wasn't a total shocker. He was a total shocker, not a reason one listened to. There's truth to this statement. And in Yochanami, we are Zeicha after Matan Torah, to the degree that it was Masach and the Chetar Odom Mishan, to the degree that we have the Eitzachayim, Hidam Haksikim Pari, the Torah is the Eitzachayim. And Misha Oichel, the Eitzachayim, is Yochanami, is it's Chai Lo'ilu, has the Koyach of Chiyus, that's why it's Chai Lo'ilu. Somebody who's not the Mekor of Chiyus, so he can be connected to a certain degree, and then one day he's no longer connected. But if you have within you the Mekor of Chiyus, then there's no possibility of being disconnected. You are it, you are Chiyus only. He either has within him the Yitzchayim, he has the Koyach of Chiyus, of Chiyus Shatzmo. Well, there's no possibility of disconnecting from the source. Vadai, the starting point of Reb Elozer Gadol is where the other Tanoim that we spoke about last week, to whatever degree we're able to understand. But they left off as where it starts. And last week we were discussing in Yoni Atayra, also, Toich, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, Toich Kedei, the Diburim of the earlier Tanoim. We had the Madrega of Torah of Chassidus and Yisrael Kohen Haskin Atzmacha Lumei Torah Shem Yerushalach. And we were discussing the sugya of Torah on that level. We got to some very remarkable Madregas. Halavai, we should be there. We also came to some level of connection, came to some level of realization how we can relate to it. The Madregas that Reb Elozer is talking about go beyond that. So we're going to have to stand on our tiptoes, strip, like really high, take a big jump. And that's an animal. Ma'alan over the door. About totally in itself. There are things that are chutzpah. What are you doing here? What are you running around inside the flyer of flint? The Gemara says that the Talmud Chochem Mamzu, and Kohen Golu, and the words, Talmud Chochem Mamzu is first. Why? Because Yochim Yifnimi. Yochim Yikohen Golu, Shenichas, and the flyer of flint. Kohen Golu, the Chavoida, goes the flyer of flint once a year, one person, one matzav, one derech avoider, miyusad miyuchad, right? Lefi all the chukei hatorah, v'zehu. Talmud Chochem spends his life with that. Once in a while, he goes out, tzorchei. But be'etzem, the Torah has a koyach. Talmud Chochem, amiti, has a koyach. Torah has a koyach to bring a person with that. So dealing with Vorim Chain Moin Gvayim, we have to run around, we have to put our noses into a lechur that don't belong. But God and after the day of needs to be happy. And we also all Oymed on Mountain by Har Sinai. The Torah of Liva Litzorach, Klaus Os Koyach, Chatsufim Hen, Am Kshayarif, Znat Shayach, how can you do it as that? Klaus Os Hen, Vegas and the running club, Hagisha Kadosh, not my sport. The Yitzhak comes along and says, what, you, who, you, I know you, this, that. I said, I'm spot, father. I'm not done. You know, I'm going to Hagisha Kadosh. I said, you're getting a mamza. What's your majority with me? You have this available and that available. Tell you, it's not my spot. These things. A few of them. A very Torah has a koyach to be over all these things. Kohen Gadol has tremendous gedorim of yichus, of kedusha, of entire prerequisites, of sidrei gedolim, of the yoyim of kagorim, and the avoid of kagorim, and the avitzusat zibur, as a shlich of all kol klaris al mamish, the Yom Kippur, and everything else. Kacha yichol kanes, because she was that thing. But they tell you there are mahalchim, where a person can connect up mamish to the mekorot, to the sheresh, and become a kinyan, a bar kinyan of that majeya, to the point that the mafteches to the world, what's pivaya mitzias, it's kemoi, which taken push of Chazal many places, kemoi that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was a stark of bereis of bor alma. So after Bris Olam, the Rosh Hashanah is a stark of bereis. And Barikas Olomoy, and after Matan Torah, Bifrata did the Koyach HaTorah Shaval Peh, we feed the Torah that the Talmidei Chachamim are Loimed. That's Kivei the Metzias. The Metzias Olay. Melech, there's a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Melech, also Verhoti. Version tied himself up with chains. And until then, he was Kaviyach. Started with the Eisel Goel. Now, the Torah, Leibi Shemaimi. Leibi Shemaimi. The Shemaim, they passed one way, or as they passed the other way. The Pshu stands on his feet and he says, very nice, Shemaim. But you're not Kaviyach, I'm Kaviyach. Basco comes out and says, Nisquin, what do you want? Puts up his hands. Nisquin, you can. Chai saw Kivete. Chai saw Kivete. Chai saw Mitzius. The difficulty in discussing the subjects is number one, that we have to somehow crawl up to places that we used to be. And I said, once we get there, we'll see certain similarities, familiar landmarks, and then we'll realize that we've been here before. You know, we're not from the terrorism, we're not, you know, a tourist in a territory that doesn't belong to us. Switches in here. Because I know for that, work life, so Clyde, so Sahai Sinai, he was given over, called Yehudi, he was given over the Maftechus of the Torah, he was given over a Shlita on the Torah, and a Shlita on the Torah, the Torah is Shreit HaKol. But there's a difficulty, the Kol Arifim that we have to craft. We'll notice, and that's clear, that when we get to this level of things, in the other Mishnayos, Rabbi Yossi's Mishnah, for example, Torah was mentioned. It was the center of the Mishnah, the central part of the Mishnah. But this is the first Mishnah, this is the Mishnah where that's the only subject that is. The Mahalchim, we've been going that for a while, of the Mahal that we've been going with, explains all of the threes related to the different three koiches that are in the order and the different levels we've had in the different mishnayos. But here you have all three within the Torah. The Hefi Shoket Mumi Torah, so we'll call it the simple Mahalik, just the Yerd, Seichel Nefesh Guf. So Mahal says, Hefi Shoket Mumi Torah. Torah alone relates directly to Seichel. He puts that as number one. Dor Moshatoshev Apikoyos is number two. Apikursis, this needs some explanation. I'm not sure it's, at this point we should yet go into this. But the whole thing, Lois Asur Achre Levavchem Achre Nechem. Minus Apikursis. The place where those Yetzahor is a chal, those difficulties are chal. There's levavchem and there's enechem, and there's nus and nunus. Both have a mahalach in inayin and in leif. But nus, the main mokum nesoyin, the mokum apachir, the mokum nesoyin is inayin. Once you get to the inayin, the leif is in trouble. It goes very quick. The person's in trouble. That's where the place where you have to watch a person as we should have been in the night. Surah Akhir Levat, Akhir Nechem, Lagabi, Hurri, is in the night. Shemiris in the night is the main Yisoyed of Akhzloch. In Minus, there's also in the night, but the Ik in the Kuda, where its person is made or break, where a person is Chas V'Shalom nitbak with this terrible virus called apikursis. Nowadays, people have a moshul that we can have a computer. So they have in the Chas V'Shalom computer viruses. The computer of a person is his leif. There are programs there. They're called Kechas and Nefesh. Those programs say that with this and this input, that a person is in such a situation, will react kach v'kach. Whatever reactions come in, the person has koichos and nefesh, we call it midas and other things, which causes that, lefi certain inputs, he comes to an almost automatic pilot reaction of lefi, I do this, here, if this, I'm happy, if this, I'm sad, if this, I'm whatever. Apikursis, minus, is a virus that attacks the heart, the control center of the person's deus, chibur of deus and maise. The seichel could be the ikur, theoretical, pure logic, theoretically, the seichel. Kovei yidayim aglayim is maise. The lev is the place where the two come together. And all maise are, as a pasuk in Mishlei, the whole Mishmer Tishmer is Libcho, ki mimenu totzo is chayim, something like that. Be'ech. What? Close. Be'ech. Okay. The lev is the Teitzoyis Chaim, the place where the chius, where kol chius is going to come out in expression, it's going to come through lev. And this is what Loz is speaking. He's the lev toif, lev ra. That's his subject. That's his nekuda. Nekuda merkozis. That's the etzem ha'odam. The neshama, which is in the meriach, is the etzem ha'medrege eloki. It's a chiluk l'kam ma'al, and it's ma'al medreges ha'odam. The kovei, the nefesh ha'bahami, the medreges ha'tachtonis of a person, the goof, if you want to call it, is really a sophisticated animal, human animal, and it's below the etzem medrege of ha'odam. The leiv, the ruach, the koyach and soy, the merkas, is the olam aleim. So we say in davening, Elokai, and the shomesh is not the be to hurry. Who's the be? The shomesh is not the be. Who's the be? The goof. So the goof is referring to the shomer as I'm the ikker and the input from the outside. A person alone is not as goof now as in Shalom. The person alone is a majega on its own, which the major parts that make it up, that can be talked about as units on their own, is neshama and goof. And a person has a goof, and a person has a neshama. But the person is that combines the goof and the neshama. And that has its center point, its merkaz, the nerve center, the control center, the yishoyush, where the oyum, the machshava, and the oyum, the ma'isa, come together. That's where the viruses attack. But those viruses, different types of viruses, but the bad ones that raise the disc, that can cause major destruction. In a general way, a meter raw is always something a little unhealthy. I put the instructions wrong on one area. But apikorsis is something that's clear the ikar. I have many madrigas of apikorsis. We'll have to understand exactly what apikorsis we're talking about in this Mishnah. But before that's dealing with these things, that everything in the wave is affected by such a virus. It hits the high disk. Whatever's in there is now, whatever program comes up, and all you get on the screen is. There are such facts. Wherever a person goes with happy courses in Vuliboy, so kol dovashu yas. We usually think as happy courses is some Russia that. In a box or something. Well, he was a place too. But there's an apicurus that could look very similar to us. And you can learn Torah, and you can do mitzvahs. It's nice and clean, big balkas. But it's all going through something basically wrapped in ikar. And that's nekuda, which makes a difference between those that are mechubel l'chaim and those that are not mechubel l'chaim. I have no choice. We are not brothers. We must. It's in front of us. What can we do? This is the Mishnah we have to learn. So we have to learn it, though, first of all, giving it l'fi, it's what it's talking about. And we're talking Enochram, ma'od gurim, ma'od dakim, ma'od adinim. But if we don't learn that, they won't understand the word Marasa. Because he talked over that's what the subject, that's his majority. That's what blows the subject. So now that's it, I'm going to have to try to tippy-toe, get up on the top of our tiptoes, stretch as far as we can, and see if we can grasp any of that. Look over the wall, see a little bit of what does it look like on those majorities. Maybe some more abdominals, just to understanding of what the subject is. So that help. Okay.
Could it possibly be, and I was thinking about this, that what Rav Alazar is trying to say is that you have to look toward this world, right, in order to answer the Apikoros. What he's saying is, if you don't want to toward this world, right, the reason that he's saying the mission is because if you don't want to toward this way, for sure you won't have anything to say to the Apikoros. You'll be lost.
Well, the Rishayim explained already over here that the, I mean, is this what you mean? The problem is not the Apikoros.
Right.
The least of the problems is what we do with Apikoros. He's teaching us a halacha, a Medayik in the Mishnah, he says, do mashe toshiv. Doesn't say go have a debate. You have to know what to say, but the Munig in Kreisel, he signed it hundreds of chazali, that when Apikoros comes along, you do him bekash. And when the Talmidim say, Rebbe, oisoi dechita bekash, ono ma'ata oin. It means that there was a real teretz, and that you don't get that. It means that do mashe toshiv is what he told the Talmidim. That because you find a technical broom that you can sweep him out of your room and get him out of the way. You don't deal with him. Goodbye. Do yichu bekash. Have a good day, have a bad day, you can just get you what? Don't deal with it. But Ma'alos, the maximum you teach it to your Talmid. So it's a halach in Lumina Torah. That's why the heavy shukr of Lumina Torah is almost a statement on its own. But the Rishonim connect it up for us and say, Rodon Vashatosha is happy curious, what does he mean? Happy shake it, Lumina Torah. I'll give another Adon. It's Parshas HaShavua. And it's Tzvorim Sha'im Dimurum Yisrael. I have a question. I have a few Yidden around here. Last week, last Shabbos, we learned the Parshas Sezitus. When I was in kindergarten or something like that, so I was taught that there's 10 mitzvahs that are somehow very important, and maybe a few grades later they mentioned that there's a Ramban and a Sadi going that say somehow in some drache haremis all of the Tayag mitzvahs are marumas in these 10 mitzvahs, and more or less that's all I know about the subject. And the person's supposed to go through life on that line. But there's a few basic questions that should bother us. It's a very strange thing that I haven't known yet. The person took 10 of the mitzvahs, chopped them off of Kolotera Kura, put them on a totally different vehicle. It has its own name, its own Luchas HaBris. Torah is written on Klaf, is written on Foyim. It's a different parasha, it's a whole different thing. And then there's another part of it that there was Matan Torah. There was a big shebang called Matan Torah. A thing called Kabbalah Soter, Maimir HaSinai. And the subject that was being dealt with there was this thing called the Seres of Divus. Tiny bits was even get that. Directly. The Targum Mitzvahs, they had to wait Be'etzim until after Yom Kippur, when the Rishonim came down the third time, and then they start being Moser the Yeshua. And Avadi says Mefurish that he wasn't even Makabel Be'etzim Kol Torah Kula on the first day of Yeshua's. Yeah. He was Makabel Aboyim Yom Aboyim Light. It was a process. Aboyim Yom Aboyim Light. But the day of Shur is not entirely lain, it's in Kodas HaDibus, Mazel. So if it would be picked out the 10 Chamuras of the Torah, so you can hear that. But it doesn't quite show up that way. So say, oh, these are 10 Kolot. That seems to be true. But it doesn't. We don't really understand the chol. But you want to call, you want to put all but on your chavir? Hill told us, v'hafkeach k'mecha. That's clearing everything. And if the way, you'll see the way that they put all parts of Mishpatim into Lo Sigma and Lo Yisetzach, so for the same business, I can put Lo Sigma in Lo Yisetzach. And certainly I can put Lo Sigma, Lo Sachma into Lo Sigma or reverse. If I just need the Psalemis. So I need some type of a Seder, I need some type of understanding. There's some Tzareshav over here, there's some basic Yisoid that these mitzvahs are talking about as a different entity of Torah. Vadai, they relate to Kol Torah Kula as some type of a klal. And this is well known based on the Ramban, that there's a relationship of klal and prat. What type of klal and prat? The normal process of klal and prat, like you have in Teva. All Teva is grouped in the klal and prat. All the animal life, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, all of the kingdoms, there's a hierarchy, which all you have to do is go outside and spend 3 billion lives looking around, and you can sort it out. You know, people have done this, doing it, and they think they've gotten about 2.5% of all the different types of animals now. And it's really remarkable. But the whole if we go up to stars, for example, so there's cloud called the galaxy, Milky Way, different, you know, big names for it, and there's 3 billion stars in that one, and the Chesus in that one. And Avada, you know, it's true that there's some value of the cloud over the Prat. But it's not in a separate system, there's a hierarchy. Where I can talk about on the micro, and I can speak about things on the macro. And that way, instead of talking about 3 billion trillion, I can talk about just one unit in relation to 3 billion trillion of these bigger units. Because otherwise, I just wouldn't have enough time to talk about anything. So it's a vehicle of how to discuss things. It's a vehicle of how to understand the Seder of the world. All these things are really wonderful and beautiful. Right? But they don't add up to anything in relationship between the sensitives and tayyik mitzvahs. And that just doesn't work. True, the Rechot, the Rabban, the Sajidam, they explain to us that b'chol ofen there is remozim for all of tayyik mitzvahs in the sensitives. But what was it? This was concentrated orange juice. That's what it is. I take the Torah and not only is it possible, but it's true that the Kol Torah Kula also can be squeezed down concentrated orange juice into the first parsha of Bereishis, and all that can be concentrated down into the first pasuk of Bereishis, and all that can be concentrated down and put down into the first word of Bereishis, and all that can be put into the base of Bereishis, and all that can be put into the pintura in the middle of Bereishis. It's not mine. So therefore what? So instead the Rav Shimon was going to get up on Har Sinai and say the pintle of the base of creation. Why not? Because that type of a cloud doesn't give you anything. Certainly until if a person knows just galaxies, he doesn't know stars. He doesn't know anything. Person only knows that this thing called the animal kingdom, but leopards, cows, he doesn't know anything about. He knows basically nothing. The value of those type of a cloud, I'm not saying about the base of gracious, what that is, that's not a subject. But go back to the Torah, the basic, the klolim, that are just a start of the hierarchies of the world, have a main value to the degree that a person recognizes the protein that are the derivatives, and now he can deal just with the klal. He got the common denominator, he understands it, so now anytime he gets a new type of a cat come along, I know that, that's cat family. He has cat family, so even if he didn't know leopard, or he didn't know green-bellied leopards or something, So now he finds a deep-bellied leopard, so then he can put it into the leopard family and the cat family, and he has to slot it, so he's got it. Nice. But for a sensitive, that doesn't go. Just it doesn't work. And it doesn't, so what is this all about?
On this day. An idea. Maybe that Theresa Dibros also will have a little shtickle idea of what's flying. In other words, it's not that all the Torah, that we should know from the 10 what the whole thing is about, but that we should have a little taste from these 10, at least the direction of where Klal Yisrael is supposed to be thinking, holding, going, doing, how we somehow different from everything else, that somehow this special endowment that Matan Torah gave us something. So how much can we really understand? How much can we handle? How much can we take? How much can the Kodesh Baruch Hu?
I don't know, if I was writing the 10, I would take out place here, so I can put them down there or something.
Oh, but that may be too much of something to understand. Kodesh Baruch Hu,
I wouldn't get
maybe not.
Basic message.
Maybe not.
If you look in this week's
I would do it the other way. So right after the question, say, well, Lord Sitzah.
Maybe not. Maybe that would be too much to handle.
At that point, they wouldn't be able to do it.
You are going with the concentrated orange juice. Well, not concentrated orange juice, you're going the watered down orange juice.
These are special things that that Klal Yisrael saw in other nations. And maybe had a habamina once in a while, that maybe it was okay, because they saw it continuously.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Are you happy with that answer?
The one I'm giving?
Yeah.
Happy? I don't know. I don't have a point about it. I'm happy. No.
Why is
it satisfying? Huh? If it's satisfying.
No, I mean,
I'm just thinking
well,
out loud.
Well, it's so partial, right? We couldn't handle it, then why do we have this week's parsha? This week's parsha goes into details for all the responsible first thing.
They got it immediately. I guess that's unacceptable. Huh? But I don't know. They could handle it.
No, but I'm saying...
No problem. We will handle it all. Much better than we can.
No, I'm saying that
you're
shot,
correct.
That shot isn't correct.
No, you're
because,
right.
Because we have the whole... This whole week's parsha goes into intricate details.
But I, you're right. But I immediately, they will kabbal kol terekula, and they will kaim kol terekula. They were basic 40 years, human, on the highest levels, but the whole and there was no problem with the idea of understanding. It was ghetto Jew business, like, you know, avid mentality and all that. So, I mean, forget it. But you stand in front of Mount Tir, and you went through Tzis Mitzrayim, was Yoshua, and you stood and went up to God of all the Memtei Shari Tuma, you went to the Memtei Shari Bina, you Kalatari and Piyat Bayri, and Bayot. It's a part of the pillar, you see that there are still were Bayot after. But not those Bayot. So you have to always emphasize, understand it, you say this, of the Sugi Haruch, tell you, boy, big boy. It's called the Yishayim, because I'll do it there. That wasn't their problem. Avodim are back and not very well known for the high levels of intelligence and the sophistication, especially in Das. So we had to were stempled. What's the name of this generation? The Dordeh. The most opposing name that you can give to an Avodim. That's the Cheres Alayim. They were those that were clean achiris, as much as they were avodim beforehand. To that degree, they were not just they're no longer avodim. They were that can't be an eved be'etzem anymore. They were yotzal achiris olam. Even though akati avdi dechashveir shalom, I was a different type of technically one day in trouble. But the avodim in the mitzias, the etzem class, the avodim achiris olam. They came to a higher level, a chavis halaluchos, that if you would have the luchos returns, then they would be finished with goyim, they'd be finished with Yetzirah and Malka Mavis, and go straight to Gan Eden, and that we lost. We lost the pekoil, we still have the pekoyach, and it's a shame.
Maybe
the idea might be that the Rebbe was in
before. All of the Yelim is part of it. You need Sechel to be able to give it. The sense of difference seems to be what I want to be made. You don't need a Sechel.
But then how would you explain all the Tzivim and Tzivim and Tzivim kidnapped? All signal, that's what Rashi says it means. All signal, the sense of what Rashi says right on the spot, it means kidnapped. Don't kidnap.
The inner of all signals of kesef, you need sechel. No signal of kidnapping is a... It's something that could do with your heart. Rosach mod is an inner play. The Anokhi Hashem, it seems to me, it's not a big sechel thing. It's
I'm going to trip again. Maybe these are the, these are the 10 easiest ways to dispel the Abikoros. These are the 10 things that will stop us from scorning the Torah. For some particular reason, I haven't worked out yet.
Actually, I tell you, the same time that they were telling me about it, I always had a problem with the search of divers. I don't really know why the Torah is talking about Tzitzah B'chla. But if you do, if that's, you know, the Torah has to address such an issue too, say, the Tadish levels. It contains all of the extremes. And it has to talk to a person that, I'm talking on a kindergarten level right now, on a level of the sixth grade or something. But you see, it's a, when's the last time you took your child aside? You said, listen, here's your rules. I want you to understand. Don't be a murderer. It's a bad Jewish thing. Rishon doesn't like it. It's an honor.
Abba, what is that? Are you okay?
I don't even know what a murder is. And when I, if you try to explain it to me, I had enough of that. Talk to me about that if you're in the bank and you have to stand in line and you have to wait for just maybe just like, you know, changing it out and maybe you get a little bit ahead of the line. And you say, well, you see, no, because very from that. Yeah, you know, that you're in the candy store and that they have all these candies there. And there's a mokum head to say that the stomach wants you to sample them in order to know which ones to buy. So you have to take it to the side. Pussy.
I'm sorry with this because maybe it doesn't compute my mind, but it obviously there is a hamamina to say this of yesterday or that because people murder, they do it. Even Yidden have done it. I mean, things that are so far out that you can't believe. There are those who think it's all right. So mamish, tremendous Jewish murderers, unfortunately.
The normal understanding is that the murderers and the menahs and the kliyosel are the bad apples that are in the people shul. There are a few somewhere out there in the you know, every building has a bathroom, and every car has a nice shiny thing, but also has a gas outlet. You know. There on the bottom somewhere, there are, you know, there's the low lives, the zeros, the minuses, the problem childs, the drooling delinquents, and the sickos, and the Christmas elves. And yeah, you know, Tur is great. It takes in everybody. Talks about what to do with the person who is ma'anis, and now you're Marosa, and it talks about what you have to do with the person who sold himself to be an avid by the Comer, and it tells you what to do for a person who's a Ritzach, Bemezi, Beshegik, Bechayzo. Yeah, the third is great. So you need that. You find some parsha in the end form someplace. You stick it in the quick match and get it over with Loisa or something.
That's not enough. Why? No. The even if the Eved degree or whatever, does not do, it's not going to help them in going into, staying in the Midbar for 40 years. It's not going to help them getting into Israel. The even of Tzitzah is why? Because of Noch Yeshem. It's telling them that you're going to have to survive in a Midbar, and you're going to have to survive coming into Israel. And one of the eager things is that you're going to come up against the feeling sometimes that I don't like him. So what do you do with them? I eliminate him, because I'm bigger than you, I can do what I want. So what stops you from doing that? What stops you from what makes you bigger, what puts you on a higher level than the triumph that you just came out of? Lord says, okay, but what makes that? I don't quite mean what the Rabbi saying that Lord says that is put some place in there, it seems to me that because Lord says I should be on a higher level. Survival, it's survival. They have to survive now in a new environment. What gives them the craft to be able to... So I go back to what I feel like all of these somehow stem towards the union of the Ritzon of the human being. And the Ritzon of the Jew has to be there. Why is... Even the S.S. Dibbles has to come down to the Prat. The Prat has got to be the first one. Yeah, okay, Shem. Why Ulosetzach? Why Ulosach? Why Shomer Shmuel Zchayt Shabbos? Why Kabbet Nesavim?
There's no question that you're going to be Nesavim. Rav Avinu said like him. He told Avimelech. So what did he say? He says, and you're Nesavim, welcome to Zalken Yaguni of Raish. They were very sophisticated. He was called Deir Yadur Avimelech. Yeah, but that's everything, huh? the Navi and the Bench can't do the Echonami all yet. But then the Bench can talk to this person. No years of a king. Ritzichel and Niv together. It's a very realistic possible. Yeah, that's a lot of Nachon. That's in the Mialdis, Miriam and Yerhevi. We're given a job to be right so. How from there? There you go. Before when you came on this thing. Yeah, everybody thought like you know. And we didn't do it.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't quite yet active service yet. We didn't do it. Man says, unfortunately, I'm a boss. The reason I didn't do it. Bye-bye. You're right. That's we hear. We have to hear two things. That every avail, every mahalach has drach. There are drach. There's a starting point and an end point. Until a person goes down that path, there are many stages along the way that he should be able to pull himself back up from. On normal circumstances. They're very extreme, special circumstances where the whole path is given to you in a moment. And that's what happened with the elders. They were given such a situation where it didn't go the step-by-step process of developing. The Yitzhara came, boss of Adam, formed a pirate, and put them in a situation where, as a matter of fact, at least this way, that they'll be able to take the girls, and that, so then they'll kill us, and then kill everybody, and you can start out with Pyle, and you know, have no choice. Who said that these babies are Adam's more than mine? I don't know. A person of Rashon should put his name. There's many scenes where a person on the Medjaya, Miriam, Yocheved, it's written as in the sun. There was a possibility that there would be right. And the schar that they got for it, if it was ridiculous, it sounds to us, person, I wouldn't have got it. You would. It's not me, it's maybe. It would be. Who could do that? No, that could be that. Problems on the all of a sudden, very quickly, the whole process of becoming from a big tzaddik to the murder of a pole, lightning, from one shot, go from the top of the path to the end of the path. No, Mahalkam don't go that way. Usually there's an extension from the first Hayuim, Hayuim Hosei Kach, from the first cast that a person has. Usually a person gets a lot of chiras along the line. Even if he's gone so on forth down the line, he still has terrors and succeeding children and rule. There's so many processes that can happen before he gets down to the very end. In Echonami, a person who's a classical picture of a listed mizuyim or something, a murderer, is in Klai Yisrael an extreme reacting. Extreme reacting. Either in the Chanami, the bad apples, rare cases, or extremely special circumstances. In Malachim, in Shoiftim, there were Ritzichas, the big people. This one killed that one, I won't kill this one. I mean, it was something that used to go on there. They would create swords and something they used them. And now they're all defeated. But there was always, you have to learn those passions. The extreme circumstances of the Nisoyim. And sometimes they were mislead and sometimes they were not. But the whole life of a person has to know in every dover, the beginning, there's a beginning, there's an opening where everything starts from, and there's person who's they really seek life, and it comes to Shul Shop, and then it comes to the Tzich. There are ladders. Now a person can come from Midechi El Dechi. You can go just like there are ladders up, there are ladders down. And just like there are ladders that can bring a person above the level which you would normally expect himself to find himself, there are ladders that can bring himself down beyond letter levels that he would normally expect to find himself. And the Torah instructs us to stop at the first point. Don't get the Avodah Zarah. Watch out for cats. Stop there. Don't get the Znus. Watch your eyes. This is what I heard about that. If the eyes will get to the heart will get to the Kechus of Torah. And the soul, if you have the words for the word, watch your eyes. Torah always tells us the Shorshi has the first opening of it is Vada is an Achon. That Torah is true. But that's still not sufficient for having an understanding of the Sugya of the Seres HaDibros. What exactly is this grouping? Why is it on a separate Parsha? Both in terms of the grouping of it's given in a different Kli. It's written on a separate chiddush. The Torah was broken. Hashem pulled out the section and put on as a separate thing. Seres HaDibros. Luchos. And then we have a sacred Torah. It's another thing. Luchos. It's a separate thing. And exactly how does the Seres HaDibros relate to call it Torah? Kivin is a Nageya, it's directly Nageya in Mishnah, and it's Vom Shalim, Vom Shalim, and have some direct, again, in a way that such things on such high levels relate to us, but they do relate to us to have these issues clear, so we'll spend an extra few minutes to discuss. The Yisrael of Govind Maral is a very interesting scope. He is the only one that I ever found that discusses the issue and gives us some understanding. I admit that I don't really understand what he says. I have only beginnings of understandings, but the whole even we will take what we can buffy. The Yisrael is to understand that even on a beginning level there are really some hagdamas that we need. Maybe some of the hagdamas we've talked about in previous shurim, but we're going to capsulize. So at least we can finish the end of the day. Just the Yisrael itself. And the Yisrael itself is that there are really two sugis of Torah. There are two main sugis what Torah is talking about. One sugi of Torah, which is the normal approach to Torah. Tayyag was this approach to Torah, the Kol Torah Kula. The Torah that begins, say that also. Another. All the way back, and a few minutes before my separations, there was a discussion with the Baruch Shalom called in the Chofetz Chaim, and the question of nomination for who to create the world, on which letter. And it started with Tov, and each one gave in their credentials, and were rejected. Tov, all the way down to Beis. Beis came along and said that Beis is a good thing to start off the world, because Beis is Brocha, the opposite of Orel, and Baruch Hashem Yemi. The nation accepted that and says, Baruch Ata, Baruch. Not exact question of the whole reason. Accepted, gave her a bracha, this base, and created the world with the base, and that we say, Bereshit Bara Lukin, Staya, goes by this base. Because base, the bracha, that should be an ulam of bracha, not a Koch Aleph, or everybody got their word in except for Aleph. Because when you have the base, he was accepted. So what did Aleph do? So he went and stood in the corner. Kept quiet. The version called on Aleph. Everybody had what to say. Why are you keeping quiet? Aleph said, two problems. Number one is that the Jam had been built. He's accepted base. And number two, all the other 21 letters are of higher value. He didn't accept them. I'm almost zero. I'm as close to zero as you can get. Just one. For sure, I mean, I don't stand a chance. I'm just going to stand in my corner. I know about it. And I just, no, I just, you made a mistake. You? Aleph, you're, me and you, we have special relationship. Says, I'm Echad and you're Echad. I'm going to start my Torah. Two problems. Number one is that what happened to Ora? Torah can be Ora, it doesn't have to be Boruch language. Second problem is if there would be a base in the middle of the sun or somewhere, and you tell me that the Teva starts with base, right here. So you have the Teva. And you have the Torah. The Torah starts with Beis, and the Torah starts with us. But it's the sacred Torah starts with Beis. The Torah starts with Beis. So what is it? The Torah starts with Beis, or the Torah starts with us? The Yisrael of Ovis like this. There are two levels of that. There are two Madrigas in Torah, two levels of Torah, B'Yisodi, Mikoli, Shoshi. One of them is called Sefer Torah, and one of them is called Sefer Torah. Where are the two subjects? So Tariag Mitzvahs is the version created the world. So I say it in simple terms. Version created the world, very, very complex machinery. Put it in the hands of this person called Odom, and said, go, take this machinery and create Tachlis Olam. It's all up to you. That itself is there has to be a Tachlis. Because you can't take a computer, give it to a child, and say, go work with it. And it walk open, what do you have? I know what you push first. And there's an item that takes a it's a relatively simple thing, like a computer. And if you don't have very detailed instructions, then nothing positive happens. But usually, nothing happens at all. But that's only because it's dealing with something quite benign called the computer. But if instead we do something a little bit more sophisticated, a little bit more dangerous, that's like an atomic submarine. You put it in the hands of the relative child without any instructions. He just may go off the wall if he pushes the wrong buttons. That's that joke. So there must be more important and exact the chashivas of the machinery, the tachlis that the machinery is made for. The more powerful the koichas that are involved, the more importance that there must be in the structure. So Torah, on a simple level, poshut is a chaya koma Torah. Shemayim, I agree. You can be meishif, happy Pharisee, that must be Torah Shemayim, because a person has to have instruction manual, and this is the instruction manual of the Shalom Gate, extremely detailed, it encompasses all circumstances, in all situations, in all healthier organ, in all levels of a person's life and circumstances, on the yochid, on the rabbi, on the full structure. Tayag mitzvahs against the remach of Shasai, the kokos odom. Tayag mitzvahs, bekitzer, is the sefer Ha'adam. It's the Sefer Shneimisach. The main operational responsibility that a person has on a daily basis. So the Rebbe Shem told us that we are made out of guf and hashama, and that we're in the mishkal of bechir, like we spoke about last week, and it's up to us. We can be either mashkal in ourselves, the cholera and kuvoi, or chas v'shalom for kids. The yisoid of shleimus ha'olam, shleimus ha'olam, the kliyos that are involved, the drochim of how to do it properly, and the safety features, the responsibilities of being very careful not to misuse important kliyos, and to have everything in its right place, in its right measure. That's what Torah was all about. Shleimus ha'olam. On the surface level, mainly the tachlis, what a person is supposed to be doing in his life, is to come to the highest level of shleimus that he can, as per the instruction of the Altarians. That's the basic form of Torah, that's Tayyip. There is another subject. The other subject is that all of shleimus that a person can attain is only a prerequisite for the real tachlis. A person starts off with unfinished character, he's given the capability through bechira, through the powers of Torah mitzvahs to come to shleimus, and then he can come to the real tachlis. The real tachlis of the world, like Mr. Yashar explains, like everybody explains, is to be able to come to dveikus, to the menorahs of the Shechina, to become one with the Beir, to come to Eilam Haba, all of the Masodim, however you want to understand it. But this intimate relationship of Beir v'Nivra that enables the Rebbein Shalom's top level Ratzon to be Yetzim and Akoy HaLakoy in its highest and perfect form, that Ratzon of the Haiti v'Nivra requires the capability of the ultimate, intimate relationship between Bayit and Israel. This relationship has two partners, the Bayit and the Nivra. The essence of Torah, on its most primistical level, is a recognition that all of the Merochais of Olam Hazeh, the Torah that we're supposed to have, the mitzvahs, the chayim, of the tzaras, of everything that goes on in the world, as all the heksher mitzvah, to prepare us in the positive form that we can, to be that nivra that has the capability of having that intimate relationship with the flesh. That is the subject of the series of digits. There are only two basic subjects discussed in the Seher Sedikus. Each one of them is discussed on five levels. One is discussed the proper understanding of the yachas, the relationship, the understanding of the relationship of the Bayir. And then there are five levels. First, Anoichi Hashem Alpecha, understanding of the Etzim and the Velikus. Then go down a level, Lo Yilecha, even if you understand the Etzim and the Velikus, you have to understand that there's no Tziruf to the Etzim and the Velikus, Lo Yilecha Rehmachim. Down a level, you have to stand that there's ramifications of that elikus that are not the elikus itself, but an immediate expression, which is called Shmoyus Barach, and the proper relationship to that, Shleisiso, with Hashem Elokecha Hashof. Then, another level down is the Pu'ulos of the Rebbein Shem. That's a little bit beyond the Etzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemos. Then we have the Pula of Sheshes Mevirishes, called the world, creation, Shabbos. Shabbos is the proper relationship of recognizing the klal of the Pu'ulas of Kodesh Baruch Hu as a ramification of the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the klal, and then there's the prat. Kavis Avicha Simecha, recognizing yourself individually, each prat, as a pu'ula of the Ribono Shel Olam, as the expression of the Ribono Shel Olam. This is a whole tree, all the five and why we need five and all of that. That's going too far. But B'chol Eifin, the Yisrael HaDover is all of those five together are five levels of expression of a proper understanding how to look at the Ribono Shel Olam and at the whole world in the Ribono Shel Olam's terms proper. And these are the five messages. It's the same Yisrael repeated in five levels. Five madrigas of the Yisoid, of hearing the proper Yiddish understanding, what does it mean? Then there's the other half of the message. The other half of the message is understanding what does it mean, a Yid, what does it mean, a real Niver. That Niver that's up for, let's say it, that's up for, what was Matan Torah? Matan Torah was Chasin. We learn all Minhagim, Chasin, for Matan Torah. Goes to Chasin, the Ribono Shel Olam. Goes to Kala, Chas, Klai Yisrael. But the Ribono Shel Olam is strange thing for Chasin. That's not really the way Chasin is treat Kalas. When you scream at them, you make a lot of noise. When you hear music, nice music for them. Yeah, a lot of noise and fire, and it was very scary, and they died from it. It's not generally the way Chosins teach Kalas. And then, at the end, the way from the point of Manasseh's Orochim, the Yus Hashem of the Nation, the Vilti Sechato, the whole mind of Hasinai was a mind of the year, and Pachad also. Pachod Mamash Mamis, because they died twice, at least, depending on the human Josh. A very strange chasna. Our B'chol Eifin, it was a chas. There's the Muhammad to be the Kala in that chasna. So there are five corresponding madrigas of understanding what does it mean in it. Just like we have the essence of understanding of what does it mean bere in anoichi, which gives you the essence of understanding. So why it's given here in the negative form, that's an important discussion, but we'll leave that on the other hand. Loisitzach means, and the emesis is the only reason why you shouldn't bere. When it's convenient, necessary. Because it's someone who can. It's a possible can practice, right? Because it's someone who can. We discussed a little bit the study of Tzavakim. My Sitzvah is understanding animals you can kill if it's necessary, if it's Kedai, you make a Cheshbon, it comes out Kedai, so you kill it. So, what about a person who's just a more sophisticated animal? If that's all a person is, so, the Germans are right. The Shittos are right. There's nothing immoral about the murder. It's very immoral. Depending on whether it's convenient or how it's done. But the whole thing is bad. The Leisitzach is being maimed the etzem understanding of the Kedushas HaChaim of Nivra. The essence. And therefore the Leitzitz of the client will go to a Gaisis. The person's 3 seconds before death. He says, Leitzitz, don't touch him. He doesn't die in his own. I don't know. Don't touch him. Leitzitz. He's got 3 seconds. Chiyus. Don't touch him. You're a murderer. Leitzitz. What? Mercy, okay? Mercy. Just like in the second one is Loi. It's understanding the, in the case of the Banishan, the impossibility of any Tziruf to the essence of the Mitzvah of the Banishan. in the Kremis HaOdo, in the Nibra, so we have to understand the necessity, the absolute requirement of Ishus, of Ishu Isha, of the Tziruf in essence. Of something that's mitzdayach to the Tzuras HaOdo, to the Tzam HaRukim, and the person himself. And the Leisinot is that that's pergay in that. Leisinot, just like Leisirtzuch, is maimed the etzem understanding of the Kedushas HaChius, Leisinot is maimed the etzem understanding of the Kedushas HaYishus, the Tziruch le'etzem Tzuras HaOdo, and the Dover HaChutzuch. To become part. The third one, Leisigma, is Momoi. And don't ask me the question you're going to ask me, ready? As a terrorist, what would he use for now? By signature, you know, like I said, that's kidnapped. Eh, no. He's a terrorist. It's a good kasher, he's a terrorist, but the whole even for the understanding of by signature, you're going with the understanding of signature is moment. We'll make life short. The three, last three, are all related to moment, but they're on the three level of severity in the opposite form. Opposite from going from kovid ala kal. Leisignoiv is apgiya, and momin is that that's mitzurf to the kremes ha'odam from the outside, not as a part of it. Momin does become part of the person's essence, but not like an isha, but it's the essence of the person. It's a tziruf that the tziruf afterwards becomes the essence of the person, but it's something that remains outside, but it is mitzurf. Leisignoiv is a pigir in the etzem understanding of a kinyan, of moment, be a die. Leisana b'reuch eit shoker is the same process b'dibur, and leisachmoid is the same process b'machshov. But b'choloif, in going from the hardest form of leisitzach down to the most adin form of leisachmoid, it really goes in the other direction, meaning being aimed on the etzem yisoid of what it means to us all, down to understanding to what degree, to where you have to take it, so you have the whole picture of being maimed the proper understanding of itself. This is the sugya of the Aseres Adibros. The Aseres Adibros has one sugya, chos and kal, two luchos, bayir v'nivro, and these 10 mitzvahs are those mitzvahs that are the klal of Torah, not in any standard hierarchy form, but these are the 10 mitzvahs that are maimed, 5 and 5, the shorshim atover of the tfisa nechina of what does it mean bayir, and the tfisa nechina what does it mean nivra, such that they're ready to be 5 against 5 to make a chosen kala relationship. What does it have to do with the Mishnah? Next week. Yeah. Next week. Yeah. But is it serious? Do we have some? Is it clear? Or not? Is it clear? You have some understanding where the serious did respond?
Well, it was when I was at Sino.
So let's do like this. It needs more clarification. You have to show through the mitzvah, through the mission. We'll go back and we'll discuss this further. We'll bring you into the Mishnah and show what it means. Because this is the what Rav Loz is talking about. This is the label Rav Loz is talking about. And we'll go back. Meanwhile, you have a week to digest.